in the limelight.
A new medical study suggests that in the process of the kidneys regulating high blood sodium levels, they inhibit one arm of the immune system, impairing its ability to fight off bacterial infections. The researchers fed one group of mice a high salt diet and gave a normal diet to a control group of mice for comparison. When infected with listeria, the liver and spleen of mice under high salt diet contained 10 to 100 times more bacteria than those of the control group. Similarly, excess dietary salt made kidney infections with E. coli even worse. The researchers traced this impaired ability to fight off bacterial infections to immune cells called neutrophils, which ingest bacteria. They believe that the kidney's response to high dietary salt may indirectly affect the neutrophils. We have prepared a very interesting article for you written by James Kingsland under the heading, Excess Dietary Salt May Weaken Immunity Against Bacteria in Kidneys. The article has appeared on the front page of the medicalnewstoday.com website. Please stay with us for more of James Kingsland's article. Research in mice and humans has found that eating more than the recommended amount of salt disrupts the antibacterial function of a type of immune cell. According to the American Heart Association, 9 out of 10 people in the United States consume too much salt. Salt is essentially sodium chloride. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which the Department of Health and Human Services published, recommends that people consume no more than 2.3 grams of sodium per day. This amount is roughly equivalent to 5.8 grams of salt, which would fit into a level teaspoon. The reason for the recommendation is that there is good evidence that excess dietary salt raises blood pressure, which is a risk factor for heart disease and for stroke. However, a new medical study featuring in Science Translational Medicine suggests for the first time that such a diet could also make it harder for the immune system of the body to destroy bacteria in some human organs. Researchers at the University Hospital in Bonn, Germany, were surprised to discover that a high salt diet in mice exacerbated a common bacterial infection of the kidneys, an infection by Escherichia coli or E. coli. To test whether the deleterious result of a high salt diet was purely a local effect on the kidneys, the researchers infected the mice with Listeria bacteria and found that this body-wide systemic infection was also worse on a high salt diet. These findings were unexpected because previous research has found that excess dietary salt promotes healing in animals infected with skin parasites. Skin acts as a reservoir for excess salt, and immune cells in the skin, called macrophages, are known to become more active in these salty conditions. In contrast, though, it seems that a different type of immune response cell, the neutrophil, which is key to the body fighting bacterial kidney infections, becomes less effective in the face of a high-salt diet. The researchers were intrigued to find out why. In the rest of the human body, though, the kidneys help maintain the concentration of salt at optimum levels for metabolism, by excreting excess sodium. The new medical study suggests, however, that in the process of the kidneys regulating high blood sodium levels, they inhibit one arm of the immune system in the body, impairing its ability to fight off bacterial infections. The researchers fed one group of mice a high-salt diet and gave a normal diet to a control group of mice for comparison. When infected with Listeria bacteria, the liver and spleen of mice on the high-salt diet contained 10 to 100 times more bacteria than those of the control group. Similarly, excess dietary salt made kidney infections with E. coli even worse. The researchers traced this impaired ability to fight off bacterial infections to immune cells, known as neutrophils, which ingest bacteria. They believe that the kidney's response to high dietary salt may indirectly affect the neutrophils. The kidneys use a molecular mechanism for detecting excess sodium in the bloodstream and excreting it in the urine. But in the process, this mechanism raises levels of steroid hormones called glucocorticoids, as well as waste products called urea. Both the glucocorticoids and urea inhibit the ability of the immune cells known as neutrophils to kill bacteria. To confirm these findings in humans, the researchers put volunteers on a high-salt diet. One of the scientists involved in the research, Professor Christian Kurtz from the Institute of Experimental Immunology at the University of Bonn in Germany, explained, "We examined volunteers who consumed 6 grams of salt in addition to their daily intake. This is roughly the amount contained in 2 fast food meals, that is, 2 burgers and 2 portions of French fries. After a week on the high-salt diet, the volunteers had higher levels of glucocorticoids in their bodies. Glucocorticoids are well known for their immunosuppressant properties. Doctors use one of the most familiar, cortisone, clinically to reduce inflammation in the body. In addition, the researchers discovered that neutrophils that they extracted from the blood of volunteers on the high-salt diet were less effective at killing bacteria in a laboratory dish. In their scientific paper, the scientists speculate that reducing dietary salt intake might actually help combat bacterial infections in the kidney, in contrast to its effect on skin and gut infections.